whispered Erica. The lady smiled her thanks, and Erica watched the back of her neck turn pale pink. The younger man sitting next to her, her son perhaps, who looked to be in his 40s, had a barcode tattooed on the back of his tanned neck, as if he were a supermarket product. Was it meant to be funny? Ironic? Symbolic? Erica wanted to tell him that it was, in point of fact, idiotic. It was just an ordinary Sunday afternoon, said Clementine. Noticeable repetition of the word ordinary. Clementine must have decided that it was important she appear relatable to these ordinary people in the ordinary outer suburbs. Erica imagined Clementine sitting at her small dining room table, or maybe at Sam's unrestored antique desk, in her shabby chic sandstone terrace house with its water glimpse, writing her little community-minded speech while she chewed on the end of her pen and pulled all that lavish dark hair of hers over one shoulder to caress in that sensual, slightly self-satisfied way she had, as if she were Rapunzel, thinking to herself, ordinary. Indeed, Clementine, how shall you make the ordinary people understand? It was early winter, a cold, gloomy day, said Clementine. What the? Erica shifted in her chair. It had been a beautiful day, a magnificent day. That was the word Vid had used. Or possibly glorious. A word like that, anyway. There was a real bite in the air, said Clementine. And she actually shivered theatrically, and surely unnecessarily, when it was warm in the room, so much so that a man sitting a few rows in front of Erica appeared to have nodded off. He had his legs stretched out in front of him, and his hands clasped comfortably across his stomach, his head tipped back as if he were napping on an invisible pillow. Perhaps he'd died. Maybe the day of the barbecue had been cool, but it was definitely not gloomy. Erica knew that eyewitness accounts were notoriously unreliable because people thought they just pressed rewind on the little recorder installed in their heads, when in fact they constructed their memories. They developed their own narratives. And so when Clementine remembered the barbecue, she remembered a cold, gloomy day. But Clementine was wrong. Erica remembered. She remembered. She was absolutely not constructing. How on the morning of the barbecue, Vid had bent down to lean into her car window. "Isn't it a magnificent day?" he'd said. Erica knew for an absolute fact that was what he'd said. Or it may have been glorious. But it was a word with positive connotations. She could be sure of that. If only Erica had said, "Yes, Vid, it certainly is a magnificent / glorious day," and put her foot back on the accelerator. "I remember I dressed my little girls extra warmly," said Clementine. "Sam probably dressed the girls," thought Erica. Clementine cleared her throat and gripped the sides of the lectern with both hands. The microphone was angled too high for her, so it seemed as though she were on tippy toes, trying to get her mouth close enough. Her neck was elongated, emphasizing the new skinniness of her face. Erica considered the possibility of discreetly edging her way around the side of the room and zipping over to adjust the microphone. It would only take a second. She imagined Clementine shooting her a grateful smile. "Thank God you did that," she would say afterwards, while they had coffee. "You really saved the day." Except that Clementine didn't really want Erica there today. Erica hadn't missed the horrified expression that flashed across her face when Erica had suggested she'd like to come along to hear her speak, although Clementine had quickly recovered herself and said it was fine, lovely, how nice, they could have coffee in the local food court afterwards. "It was a last-minute invitation," said Clementine. The barbecue.